We are praying concerning divine health. 3 John 1 verse 2 says that, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And 1 Peter 2 verse 24 says, Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are praying and forcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as leadership, the entire membership of the ministry, as we continue to serve. Open your mouth. Lord, you made this provision, and we've seen it in your word, this provision of divine health. Lord, we ask that, Lord, enforce it in our lives in the name of Jesus. We enforce it, Lord. We abide in health. We abide in health. We abide in health and strength, ourselves, our families, the leadership of the ministry, and the entire membership of the ministry. Sickness comes nowhere near us. You put sickness to shame. You nailed it to the cross and said, It is finished. That is what we choose to accept. We are strong, we are healthy, we are emotionally healthy, we are mentally healthy, we are physically healthy. Anything that has a name is below the name of Jesus. And so, Lord Jesus, you who bore those on the cross, as we call your name in this prayer time, Lord, run across the ministry, O God, and touch everyone who is not well. Bring health, wholeness, and wellness to every single person right this moment. And let us see abundance of testimony. In the name of Jesus, every attack on our service by hitting us with health issues, Lord, put it to shame by letting your provision of divine health override. In the name of Jesus, make it a shaliana mayanda laba, makata daba shataliana mayanda laba, rabada boshete di beyanda laba. Give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Jesus, we give you thanks, we give you praise,
we
give
you
the honor,
we thank you,
we
Lord.
Give you all the glory,
we thank you,
because
Lord.
Whenever we call on you, you hear Lord. Us, we give you all the glory. And so for this testimony in faith, let us worship the Lord in this song. Adia Yesu, I am a me. Mini shime de beda. Nasi Adia Yesu I am a me Oh me de nyonto beina ye Adia Yesu I am a
to pray. As our custom is, we study the word of God to guide us in what to pray. You are welcome one more time to Blessed Monday. Your week is blessed.
Amen.
Right from this first working day of the week. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers. Today, we're looking at walk in wisdom. As you know, we're still in the season which has the focus, walk with God. And it's within the season that we are looking at spiritual growth, which is intentional for ministers or servants of God, especially those in music. And in our walk with God, we ought to walk in wisdom. And today is just the first part, and that is focusing on fear God. Walk in wisdom 1, subtitle fear God. In Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:7. In Psalm 111 verse 10, it puts it this way, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But in Proverbs 1:7, it tells us that fools despise wisdom and instruction. Our prayer today is that we walk as wise and not as fools, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That we walk as wise. Say, Spirit of the living God, grant me the grace to walk in wisdom.
Spirit of the living God, grant me the grace to walk in wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Isaiah 11 verse 2, where we find the spirits of God by which Jesus conquered in ministry, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom. That's the second spirit there. The first being the Spirit of the Lord. The second spirit mentioned there is the Spirit of wisdom. As believers, walking according to the instructions of Christ Jesus, of course, we cannot walk outside wisdom. We ought to walk by wisdom if we want to encounter victories. We already know concerning Jesus in Luke 2:40 and Luke 2:52 concerning wisdom, that he waxed in spirit, but before that he grew in wisdom. Hallelujah. When walking with the Holy Spirit is difficult, when you don't submit yourself to wisdom. As a matter of fact, to walk by the Spirit is to walk in wisdom, because he directs you according to the wisdom of God in how to deal with issues. The fact that everybody is doing something doesn't mean that that is the way you should go. You should be directed by the Spirit of God, and then he shows you how to go. It is by wisdom where you can experience the fullness of the work of the Spirit, which we call miracles. When the Spirit of God is at work, it's the supernatural. And humans, in our human form, we say it's a miracle. But as a child of God living by the direction of the Spirit of God, the operation of wisdom should be normal for us any day. To the world, it is a miracle, but to us, it is our lifestyle. It's just another day in our life. And it's by the operation of the Spirit of God, and walking in that dimension is to walk by wisdom. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
And to walk in wisdom where we get results, the first point is to fear God. To fear God. If we miss out on fearing God, everything else crumbles down when it comes to walking in wisdom. In Isaiah chapter 33 verse 6, it says, then wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. The strength of salvation comes from wisdom, knowledge and wisdom. If you are saved, I'm giving my life to Christ, and you don't renew your mind by imbibing wisdom, the scriptures, you will not experience strength in your salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, the bishops and the archbishops, all that you see, we are all saved by the same grace. The same grace, as I heard a man of God say, we are grace mates. Sometimes we make it look as if the pastors, as if they were saved by some different grace. Maybe theirs was golden grace and the rest was wooden grace. I don't know what your grace is, whether it's silver. We are grace mates. Say, we are grace mates.
We are grace mates.
The same grace that saved your pastor, the same grace saved all of us. But the strength of that salvation which we have comes from the wisdom of God and is connected to the fear of God. He says, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. Please say after me, the fear of the Lord is my treasure.
The fear of the Lord is my treasure.
And just for 10 seconds, thank the Lord and pray the Lord, cause your fear to be my treasure in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty Lord, cause your fear to be my treasure in the name of Jesus.
Let me treasure fearing you, Lord,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, help me to treasure fearing you. Let that be on my heart in the name of Jesus. Let my heart always want to fear you.
Let my fear for you, Lord, be my treasure in the mighty name of Jesus. Teach me to walk with you in fear. Teach me to walk with you in fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the fear of the Lord be my treasure. From this day moving forward, let the fear of the Lord be my treasure in the mighty name of Jesus.
Let the fear of the Lord be my treasure.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We will continue this study in another session. When you fear God, there are things that you do, it changes your lifestyle. And we'll look at that. Someone says that, Pastor, I fear God. I fear God. When you fear God, what does it shows in certain ways? And in our next session, we are going to learn about that so that you know what to do as one who fears God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, I want to give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ Jesus. Just say this short prayer after me, that Lord Jesus, today I admit that I'm a sinner. I want to walk with you in the fear of the Lord. Therefore, I know I cannot do it by myself. I ask that please be Lord and Master over my life and grant me your Holy Spirit so that I can live a life that is pleasing unto you. I thank you for saving me, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray it with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Tirati metna onchen. Irati metna onchen. Oh, namado. Let's commit ourselves in this song. Iradimetna unchen.
chain. If you just said the prayer, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090.
Namayenya wope iwa di metna unche abibiaro namado niawodo namayenya wope ratie iwa the grace and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. We'll meet again. Shalom.